The 10-year Treasury is down 6/32 with a yield of 2.10%. That's a Bloomberg Business Flash. It's 1:21 on Wall Street.
You're listening to the Bloomberg Advantage with Kathleen Hayes and Bonnie Quinn on Bloomberg Radio.
The Bloomberg Advantage is brought to you by Commonwealth Financial Network, the broker-dealer RIA, the J.D. Power ranked highest in independent advisor satisfaction among financial investment firms 4 times in a row. Visit Commonwealth.com. Move over, Tokyo. Bullet trains are speeding towards California. California has set off a global race to supply train cars for the state's nascent high-speed rail line. A $1 billion contract, proponents say, could fuel a U.S. manufacturing boom worth far more than that. Michael Mirwa joins me now. I'm reading from his terrific story today. You can find it on Bloomberg.com. He joins us, of course, from the state capitol, Sacramento. So, Michael, bullet trains. I can hardly wait to get on a train in San Francisco and zip down to L.A. How soon is it going to happen?
Well, the soonest that the trains will be running are 2021 at the earliest, and you won't be going from San Francisco to L.A. The first section is only scheduled to run down the Central Valley from Madera to Bakersfield. So it'll take 2029 before it's actually completely built out.
Well, that's a good place to start, actually, you know, because there's certainly, I would think one of the reasons you would start there is there's a lot of wide open space, and maybe it's easier and cheaper to start there.
Exactly right. The land is easy for them to build on, and that's going to be the largest section they can put down the tracks, get it out. And then the more difficult part is building the spurs that run into Los Angeles and San Francisco.
So how comprehensive will it be when it's all done?
I'm sorry?
How comprehensive will it be when it's
all done? It'll be 800 miles. They'll have tracks that run all the way down to San Diego, out to Sacramento, San Francisco, 24 stations. And they're looking at having a total of nearly 100 train sets.
Jerry Brown, of course, arguing, the governor of California, can't believe he's 76 now, still going strong. He's saying this is better for the environment to build railroad lines than it would be to build more roads and airports. I love the California highway system. I've traveled up and down many times. Is this going to be a problem? There's only so much money to go around, right?
Exactly. I mean, transportation funding is difficult everywhere, and California roads are already crowded. It's difficult to find money to fix roads because it's based on gas taxes, and Jerry Brown keeps saying that, you know, in the future, we need to find other ways to move people up and down our state, and high-speed rail is the way to do it.
So, a $1 billion contract for the train cars. Is this going to go to one company? Is that what they're going to do? We've got one set of, you know, rails, one set of cars. Is this something where various companies will be providing them? And how about buying made in America? Is that going to happen?
Well, the cars need the trains will all be one unit. So you will buy a train that includes the power section and then the passenger section. They're going to buy 16 trains at first. Companies can form a consortium if they want to bid, but they're looking for one manufacturer to make those trains.
Who's in the running?
They're basically the who's who in train manufacturers, but there are none in the United States that make these trains right now, no U.S.-based companies. So you have Siemens, Bombardier out of Canada. There are a lot of companies in China, Japan, Taiwan, South Korea. They're all expected to bid for this. They told the state in October that they're interested, and the state has an RFP out right now that they're expecting to finally award the first contract at the beginning of next year.
So what happened to the U.S. manufacturers? Like so many things, I guess partly we don't have a lot of trains, and so many more trains are used, for example, in Europe. I guess that's why one of the reasons, not just competitiveness and exchange rates, but just the fact that we've loved our cars and we haven't invested much in trains.
Exactly. The U.S. just doesn't have the higher than high speed and higher than speed trains that you see in Europe that are ubiquitous in Europe and ubiquitous in Asia. So we just don't have the manufacturing base here to build them. A lot of the companies that are in Europe and Asia do have factories here in the United States where they make rail cars, they make subway cars, mm-hmm. they make monorail cars, but no one's making high-speed rail cars for the U.S. because we don't
sure.
have high-speed tracks.
So, Michael, when I get to L.A., I'm still going to need, I think, better public transportation within the city to get me around. Otherwise, I'm still going to want to drive my car. Is that issue being raised in California cities as well?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, particularly in Los Angeles, traffic is difficult. There's always discussion, particularly in Los Angeles, again, about public transportation and how to improve it, how to improve the small subway system that they have down there, the bus systems that they have.
Well, maybe the next time. I don't think the next time. You'll pick me up at the train station.
Absolutely.
Okay. Michael, thank you so very much for joining us. Michael Marwa from Sacramento, California, where he covers California government policy. Dark Matter. It is a startup that's disrupting alternative investments. Sang Lee joins me next. This is the Bloomberg Advantage. This is Bloomberg Radio.